Now to close up, AgQuip 2016 wraps up today, marking the end of three busy days at the site near Gunnedah. I caught up with the Commonwealth Bank's General Manager of Regional and Agribusiness Banking, Tim Harvey, to discuss how things have gone. Tim, tell me, how's the event been and are you pleased with how this year's AgQuip has run?
We're at the third day now of Commonwealth Bank AgQuip, and on all accounts it's been a record attendance, and we're absolutely delighted with the engagement that we've had with our customers through our site.
Fantastic. Have you got any particular highlights so far?
We've had three main highlights this year. We've had our Women in Business Luncheon, which was really well attended. We've had our Ag Tech panel discussion, which is looking about the new and emerging technologies. And we've also, yesterday, had our Brown Hill Cup presentation recognising leading farmers who are operating in a sustainable way in this region.
Okay, fantastic. Now, there's been a lot of excitement about some of the new technologies being made available in the industry. Anything caught your attention this week?
There's lots of things happening out there from an ag tech point of view, or technology and agriculture point of view. And I think people are just excited, particularly about drones. So one of our panelists has been talking to us about drones and the applicability of using drones in agriculture. I think that's particularly exciting for everybody at the moment.
Okay, what are the uses of drones in agriculture? What's been explained to farmers this week?
Drones have lots of uses in agriculture, and at this stage, really looking at some of the photos and some of the data that a drone can collect, and really what does that data actually mean and how can a farmer use that data to make better decisions on their property.
As we're coming to an end of AgQuip, running down now, but we're hitting what's often known as, you know, the seller's afternoon. I guess people ready to start making some deals, get rid of some of their extra stock they don't have to take home?
As I get around and talk to exhibitors, I think there's been a lot of interest in stock. I heard somebody say yesterday that a fair bit of the machinery's already sold, so I think with the general optimism in agriculture, with commodity prices being good, seasonal conditions being good, people are in a very, very good position and feel very optimistic about the future for agriculture over the next 12 months and beyond.
Okay, fantastic. Now, I guess AgQuip is becoming a crucial part of the agriculture calendar. Would you agree?
AgQuip's an absolutely critical part of the calendar for agriculture in Australia, and being part of that, networking with our customers and our potential customers, it's just a great opportunity for everybody to meet in such a casual environment.
That was Tim Harvey, the Commonwealth Bank's General Manager of Regional and Agribusiness Banking. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom. If you've got a story, please email us the address ruralnews@macquariemedia.com. And that's the states of the country. I'm Liam Denny. Good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.